Everything you know about health is about to change. Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Sometimes people suffer not from lack of faith, but from lack of knowledge. This is the show that changes that. If you are tired of being sick, tired of not getting answers, tired of spinning in circles, then listen closely to the next 30 minutes. For healing is not a mystery. It is a miracle that you were designed to experience. It takes hard work and real knowledge. It takes patience and time. It takes the education this show can provide. So, get it straight today. Here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. Happy New Year. I am Dr. Vincent Medici. This is Straight Talk on Health. And isn't it time we have that conversation about health? It's the new year. You're thinking of your resolutions. Some of those resolutions are going to be health related. Now, you see, the show I'm going to do today, it's on stress, adrenal stress, and damage to your health. But it's kind of an odd time of year to do a show like that because, in a sense, this is the time of year when you chill, when you're with family, when you slow down, when you work less, when you relax more, so on and so forth. And yet, did you know, the holidays are about the highest stress time of the year. I mean, for people who study this kind of thing, stress skyrockets during the holidays. Counterintuitive, and yet it's true. Suicide rates go up. All sorts of things happen during the holidays, especially the Christmas holidays. And I think it's because people take a look at themselves. Well, that's what you're supposed to do. But unfortunately, that means for a lot of people, stress. You also deal with a little more intimacy over the holidays, and that means family. And lots of you know what it's like. I mean, I have often housewives in the office who are flipping out because they have to cook for the relatives. Someone's coming in from out of town, even from another country, and they've got to make a good impression, and their stress is skyrocketing. So maybe it's not so counterintuitive to do a show on stress today. So happy New Year to you. This show's on adrenal stress and damage to your health. Everybody knows stress is not good. But when you go to the dentist and the dentist says, wow, you got 6 cavities, are you under stress? It's news to you that your stress causes tooth decay. Ladies, you're all interested in bone loss. Somehow we sold this to the American public as the premier concern for anyone over the age of 50. Menopause and bone loss. And when you hear you're osteoporotic and you want to know what you can do about it, here's the inside track. Get rid of your stress. But that usually doesn't happen, and I know that well. And while you're running around looking for your estrogen creams and progesterone and all this nonsense that does very little, really, it's the ravages chemically in the body of high stress that cause the bones to lose all their bone. Bones dissolve under stress. Teeth dissolve under stress. There's hundreds of things that happen under stress, and yet we only think of stress as, yeah, I had a rough day at the office. I've had trouble with the family. Stress is this esoteric word that doesn't really mean anything. That's what I want to close the gap on today. If you're new to the show, I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. What does stress really mean? Get to the website to see the pictures so you can understand what stress really means with your health. And while I'm not going to knock that wonderful cascade of herbal supplements that we can all apply to ending the effect of stress on the body, the truth is, if you don't get the fundamentals straight, throw your supplements away. It just doesn't work, guys. Not to knock supplements, and I'm not being tongue-in-cheek. I'm being absolutely serious. Very straightforward. Herbs for cordyceps, rhodiola, ginseng. Stuff is great. But if you're not getting your sleep, if you're not doing the 100 other things that are fundamental, this is where you're missing the point. All right, adrenal stress. First of all, where are the adrenal glands? You have to know this, but many of you may not. The adrenal glands are right on top of your kidneys. And they're little. Not in a pit bull, Pit bulls have massive adrenal glands. A pit bull has the adrenal glands the size of an elephant. Per unit size, the adrenal glands of the pit bull are about five times as big as they should be. What's the first hint on that? The first hint on that is if you look at a pit bull, its neck is as thick as its waist. When you see people with big, thick, muscular necks and big jaws, you know they've got big adrenal glands. Big necks mean big adrenal glands. Big jaws mean big adrenal glands. Well, you know this from your athletes. All your athletes, I mean the athletes that do the damage. Look at the jaw on LeBron James. That's why he's LeBron James. 9 out of 10 times you're looking at a superior athlete, someone with power. You're looking at someone with a big neck. With that big neck comes big adrenal glands. Pit bulls are a great example, not French poodles and not chihuahuas. You get my point. Now, big adrenal glands, which some of us have and others don't, secrete a hormone. They all secrete the hormone. This hormone is called adrenaline. Adrenaline is your mojo. Adrenaline's that part of you that you rely upon when you've got to fight or you've got to run. The building shakes and you've got to run for your life down the street. The reason, even if you're exhausted, all of a sudden you've got this mass of energy is because your brain tells your adrenal glands in a case like that to go into overdrive, and this massive flood of adrenaline hits the blood and it does many things to your body. Now, one thing adrenaline does is it tells the liver to dump a ton of sugar into the blood. And sugar, glucose, runs the machinery in the body. So if you want to run, your muscle cells need glucose, and all of a sudden you've got a flood of this glucose, however temporary, because your brain has told your adrenal glands to tell the liver to throw all of its glycogen into the blood. That's like the main reason you got so much energy when the building shakes and you've got to run down the street. Now, sometimes you're not running. Sometimes you're angry and you're fighting. Somebody comes up to your favorite kitty cat and cuts its tail, and you go ballistic. The animal you love and care for has been brutally attacked by some maniac that lives in the neighborhood. You may be exhausted, you may be tired, and all of a sudden you get this surge of massive energy. You could lift a car. You could throw a boulder across a football field. Where you got this energy, nobody knows. If you've got big adrenal glands, you're going to have that energy. Now, you're not supposed to do that every day. The adrenal gland is supposed to rest, and you're only supposed to use it in or out of the ordinary moments throughout the day or the week. The adrenal gland is like the secret weapon. It's like the button you press for emergency. And of course, you know where I'm going for that. That gets overstated. Unfortunately, we're always pressing that button for emergency because that's the way we live. So it's not that the adrenal gland and adrenaline is bad. No, it's good. It's just that it's used so much, the effects of it then start to run counter to the body. And we're going to get into that. But in general, that's how you think of adrenaline from your adrenal gland, which is one of a number of hormones that the adrenals secrete. The other one is cortisol. Cortisol is a different hormone with a different function. And really, in the overall of it, cortisol is the hormone that the adrenals secrete, the other hormone they secrete, that really gets you into trouble. So on top of your kidney is an adrenal gland. That adrenal gland is going to have variable potential depending on who you're talking about. Are you the pit bull Or are you the Chihuahua dog? Are you the French poodle? Or are you the Rottweiler? And that's the truth. And you've got to factor that in. A French poodle that tries to act like a pit bull is going to have a short life. Here's another one. A pit bull that's trying to act like a French poodle is going to have a short life. I'm not kidding you. These things are really what your health is about. I'll give you an example. Of the pit bull acting like a French poodle. You Norwegians, you Scandinavians, you Welsh, any of you from any of the ethnicities, any of the races, that if we trace your lineage back 1,000 years ago, were men on the move, men on the move. Didn't say moon, move. In other words, you Vikings were out in the ocean. Perhaps you come from some tribe in Eastern Europe that was nomadic. Perhaps you were a mountain people, regularly climbing 4 or 5 hours a day in the mountains. Those kind of people, and you see them every day, are built strong. They're built hardy. They're built for power. They're built to engage. And they sell insurance for State Farm. Cooped up in some little office under fluorescent lights with no air because it's against the lease. You can't have windows in corporations because there's some stupid law doesn't want you to breathe real air. You know what I'm talking about. That pit bull, that Rottweiler, that Viking cooped up in that smaller space with the potential to deploy a mass of adrenaline the size of a meteor in any given moment, compressed into a little desk, 40 to 50 hours a week, goes crazy. That's what I said. I said, if you're a pit bull and you're living the life of a French poodle, you're going to get sick. Here's the other way around. And you see this too. You see little people with little adrenal glands without the most amount of reserve. Maybe they should be artists, not linebackers. People are different. Maybe they should be physicists and not construction foremen. People are out there like that. And for some reason, the life they bought is the life that demands that they act like pit bulls. When you take someone of a more refined nature and you demand that they live in adrenal overdrive, they go into adrenal exhaustion. Adrenal exhaustion. You can start when you're young, or you can get there when you're 60. Either way, there's a certain point at which the demand you place on your adrenal glands, in this case, it's your constitution, can't live up to the requirements that it's burdened by. You know, we have a good sense of this. We actually do. You look at firemen especially. I think they're a great example of guys who generally have large adrenal glands. Not so much the police departments. In the old days, yes, not today. Police departments have changed. They've changed requirements. But at least in the old days, they were like the fire department. There's all sorts of reasons for that we don't need to get into. But the point is, if you today, present day, 2018, you look at your average fire guy, these guys are built. Or they're not selected. There's always been a mindset and a mentality that if you didn't have the moxie, the inherent adrenal strength, you couldn't meet a fire. And of course, this was so important because your role when you're putting out a large fire or any fire, Your role is inextricably linked to everybody else's role, and if you're the weak link in the chain, the whole chain collapses. So you would jeopardize the